Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 14th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and I'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
The nation needs a united front to refine the struggle and to demand true national leadership that can begin to address the multi-layered crisis facing this nation.
Isu somsangano we MDC pamwechete nomtungamiri we MDC Professor Washman Ncube atinambo gara tapokana zvachose nenyaya yokushanda pamwechete nemamwe mapato kuti tigokwanisa kukunda musarudzo dziri kutevera. Chatakatarisa chete ndechekuti tofara kunge tiri vanhu vakachena patenge shanda tose pasina kureverana nhema tichishanda nemavoko akachena. Uye toda kuti tishande nevanhu vane pfungwa dzimwe chete kwete vane pfungwa dzamakaro nepfungwa dzoumbimbindoga. Iko zvino tiri kutarisira kuti kana pakauya vanhu vanonge vachiti ngatishande pamwe chete isu tiripo.
Hakuna pati ezavusa neri ilizwe izapo inyepo pakati kwakona. Kungaenzakala lokhu ubona nje kathesi kuhlupha izinto zonke zenezi izano iphele nzima isikhathi sokuthi ngoba izapho kayikho phakathi kwezao.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe.
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has been in power since 1980. The party got a major scare in 2008 when the opposition movement for democratic leader Moken Tsvangirai beat Mr. Mugabe but failed to reach the 50% plus one vote required to be president of Zimbabwe.
But last year, ZANU-PF won resoundingly in an election condemned as rigged by the opposition parties. But the ZANU-PF landslide seems to have cast doubt in the ability of the opposition to dislodge President Robert Mugabe.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, mfoito. Honguka hamadzadiwa, nasi Gibbs, don't think it shitarisa, nema miro akaita mapato anopikisa mu Zimbabwe. Vamwe vari kuti nezva vari kuona aiwa ZANU-PF inogona kutonga kusvika madhongi amira nyanga. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa vakashanda pamwe chete, vanokwanisa kuti vange vachibudirira. Vamwe vachitiwo hapana chakaipa kuti aite mapato akawanda anenge achipikisa the more the merrier. Ndo zviri kutaurwa nevamwe.
Kunjalo ke mfowetu, kanyangazanike amabandla lava angana kwesikhundleni atole nzima. Atole nzima ngokuti ayihluleke ukuthi azibuse wona. Loko kuthiwa internal democracy kungani kuyehlula. Njalo nxa sisikhangele futhi amapati amadala njengezaphu kungani abakaboni ukuthi kuyamele besebenzisele modern technology. Azangibona ukuthi bakutwitter, azangibona ukuthi bakufacebook, abakho kwenye indawo. But ungakhangela iZANU-PF lamanye amabandla bakhona. Ukhangele MDC la ikhona kodwa loba kulo hlupho. So singathi ke sifuna ukuzwakani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Nxa lifuna ukungena ke kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lifonye kanye iselfoni lakhona ngapha.
For those of you who are just joining us, of course, we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. And just reading what is happening in Zimbabwe today, you can see that it is also happening in most African countries. It is always very, very difficult to dislodge a party that fought for the liberation of the country. You can see what is happening in neighboring Mozambique to our east. Frelimo is still very much in power. To the south, we still have the ANC dominating. But of course, it's not impossible, as we saw in Malawi and also in Zambia, with the opposition parties actually trouncing the ruling parties or the Liberation War parties in polls. And with Zimbabwe, that's the question today. We want to see what is the current state of the opposition political parties. And to help in this discussion, we have spokesman Douglas Monzora of the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, the MDCT. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. And we also have Mr. Nhlanhla Dube of the MDC formation led by Professor Washman Ncube. Mr. Dube, good evening.
Nhlanhla Dube, the spokesperson of the MDC led by Professor Ncube. Blessings. Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening. Yes, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
First of all, I haven't had Nhlanhla for a long time. I think he was hibernating.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you tell us where he was. But anyway, I'll start with you, Mr. Monzora. Now, tell us about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. It seems as if we are in disarray, is it?
Well, not exactly. We have some political parties that are in limbo. We have some political parties that have hit some political turbulence, like my party, the MDC. But the opposition parties are still there in Zimbabwe. But let me say that the opposition in Zimbabwe must understand what task they have ahead of them. Zimbabweans are living in school because of the corruption surrounding the BIM. 40% of our children in hospitals are suffering from kwashioka, and there is no money in the country, and there is massive unemployment. This is the challenge facing Zimbabwe, which the political parties, the opposition parties, must endeavor to resolve. Therefore, our view as the MDC led by Tsvangirai is that there must be unity of purpose for all democratic forces, and we must avoid unnecessary disintegration and unnecessary pocketing ourselves into little political fiefdoms, which individually do not dislodge the dictatorship. We must subordinate our narrow sectional political interests for the common good. That is why our leader has now gone publicly on the nationally to say to all our brothers and sisters in the opposition, let's unite, let's form a united front against the dictatorship. The people of Zimbabwe are suffering. We need to make sure that in 2018 we win the election. We need to have an answer to Nikov. We need to have an answer to the voters for. We need to have an answer to intimidation. We need to have an answer to the role to the armed forces intimidating people into voting for people they don't like. And we need to stop all voter fraud. We can only do this when we are united together as one. And there is enough bread for everyone when we are united and when we win.
Thank you so much. Mr. Dube, what is your response to what Mr. Monzora is saying? Do you believe that opposition parties must form a broad alliance, or the more the merrier, because Zimbabwe is broad, catering for various interests, and as a result might actually need more political parties?
Well, thank you, Blessing. Let me start by speaking to my namesake, Gibbs Dube, and say that I have not been hibernating. I think he has been tuning into the wrong radio station. it is also important to appreciate that something happened on the 31st of July, the last July in Zimbabwe. Something catastrophic happened. We still can't put our finger to it and say what. We know something happened, whether it was a comet, whether it was a falling star, we know something happened. So that is where we start as political parties, for me, in opposition to ZANU-PF. That as political parties opposed to ZANU-PF, we need to be awake to the reality as defined by Albert Einstein. That the clearest and most definitive definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. We need to soul search and say, of all the things we have said, of all the things we have done, we have not even been able to protect the vote even when we were participants in government. We were not able to make sure that there was a clean voters' vote. We were not able to make sure that we were not nikubed. So nikub or not nikub, we are completely complicit as opposition parties which were in government. So the important thing with the opposition parties today is to sit and start to understand how we address the issues as raised by my colleague Adagi, and to say, how do we protect the vote? How do we make sure that the voter roll is going to be clean? It's going to be accessible. It's going to be available and electronic even. How do we make sure that there's no intimidation? How do we know that the military, which is the military of Zimbabwe, is not used as a military of a particular political party? How do we make sure that the security agencies are not used by a particular political party for the furtherance of their own hegemonic rule? So it is important for all political parties to speak together, but with no big brother. So you can't come to the table and already say, I will lead this togetherness. I will lead this unitary arrow. We must all come together and even decide how we formulate the collective unit if we must do that. We must even say who is best for the circumstances to lead this collective unit. So we can't even start to speak to our egos as individual political parties. As our political party, the MDC leader, Professor Oshun Mube, we are totally open to speaking and working and forming strong alliances, if not more, with other political parties, except that we will only work with those that want to work in a way that is diametrically opposed to ZANU-PF in values, in principles, in action, and in spirit.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about, the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. Gibbs, we also helped in our discussions by our callers. We have Cassius Jays in Pretoria. Kunjani.
Baba Jays, kunjani kona bekona.
Uyaphila baba, kunjani eAmerica.
Hayi nongwana kungconywana nje, kodwa namhlanje liyana yini kona phejosi.
Hayi, amalanga ayithula alikho, ngathi liphumule kancane.
Okade yamukela ucingo lwakho ngublessing, ngoba Jays Ndebele sibili, uthe kunjani Jomi. Aren't you right? So ke iyephosela kubaba nge-state of your position kambe kuyiwa ngaphi kolapho.
Into eqhathekileyo ukuthi amabandla abambane babuyele emuva ku-drawing board bayeqala kakutsha, kodwa singafiki kulokho. Kumele siqale sibone ukuthi njenge-MDC lalili bandla eliyi-1 adabuka aba amabandla ayi-2 abayi-3 agcina wasazaluthi mangaki. Into eyabangelayo ukuthi lawo mabandla adabuke yalungisiswa nakho, ayiqala ilungisiswe indaba yokudlwakudlwako, indaba yokungahloniphi umthetho webandla eqe singathi i-constitution. Sisuke lapho size ekuthini amabandla njengoba enjana, inkokhelo njengoba zinjana, zihloniphe abantu ezisebenza labo. Kungabi khona othiyena nguye umnikazi wephathi, kungabi khona othiyena nguye oyi-face of the struggle, kungabi khona othi kwabanye izandla izosebenza lani. Akuthiwe izandla zisebenzeni sonke, ngoba kula banye abazithi bangcono kulaba bandla, akusebenzi lokhuyana. So nxa amabandla lawa engababalanga, ZANU-PF izoqhubeka ibuhle. Amabandla wonke kumele abuye ndawonye, ama-MDC abambane, abuye lalama izapha angaza ke vele sijile ibandla elikhulu, kumele libe khona phakathi. Kodwa kungabi khona ozithiyela nguye umnikazi we-struggle, lokhu akakuphele lokhu. Sihloniphe abantu, sihloniphe bakhathi sifuna ukusebenza nabo kakuhle. Bona ngathi ngaleyo ndlela sibuyele ubudlwakudlwangu e-constitution sikulandele ngendlela eqondileyo khonapho.
Awuboni ke Jays, siyabonga khonapho, ube lempela vikele.
Siyabonga baba.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma tendai vari parunari muhararo makadi mkoma tendai. Ini ndiri nani zvangu mkoma tendai. Muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita mapato anopikisa muZimbabwe.
Shamari.
Zorai volume radio yenyu mkoma tendai. Hatizonzwanane. Zorai volume radio hatizonzwanane.
All right.
Taura yenyu tinzi.
Ndadura, mataku zwana na.
Wongo.
zvandiri kuona ndezvekuti kubatana kwakanaka chose.
Mhm.
Asifisi kuti should identify the source of the problem.
Mhm.
Vangangobatana zvavo but problem iripo ndekuti for the coming election.
Mhm.
Kana vasina kuti vakwanise kuti va gadzirise. Because you all of them they know that NPF is going to read the election. Saka togona kubatana tese mapato ese maopposita 1 kubato ka. Asi kana tisina kufanza kuti tigadzirise pagurigo kweelection ka. Hatisheta wina shamwari.
Saka muri kuti nyaya mitemo iyi.
Ndomona ndiri kutaiwa.
Aiwa muri kuya ni point yakanaka yatichabvunza iyo vakomana vatinavo panapa kuti timbonzwe kuti vari kutiwo kudii. Asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma atendai.
Aiwa ndinotenda chisine kundifonera vakomana ashuwa vakuru vedu ngavaziga ende kubatana kwari kuita ngavabata nevanhu nemwoyo yese nekuti vamwe vanoda zvigaro chete mubato ndoita tikuda izvo zvida munhu ane mwoyo wese.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru koma tendai.
Yakanaka kwangu waita basi.
Regai tiuye kwamuri vamonzora mukoma tendai vauya ne point yandaona kunge yakakosha vari kuti munogona kubatana henyu asi kana zvinhu zvisina kugadziriswa munyaya dzemitemo yesarudzo hapana chinobuda.
Wong vari correct ipapo dr. Katati sarudzo hadzitange muna 2018 kwete sarudzo dzinototanga iko zvino nekugadzirisa mitemo yesarudzo togadzirisa takabatana toisa pressure takabatana pressure inoiswa nemunhu umwe chete yakasiyana nepressure inoiswa nevanhu gumi kana kuti nevanhu kana kuti gumi nevairi. Nyaya iripo ndeye kuti ngatibatane togadzisa nyaya dzesarudzo idzodzo togadzisa nyaya yemitemo togadzisa nyaya yebumbiro togadzirasa voters roll. Asi takabatana semunhu mumwe chete ndokuti tikunde mhando izvi.
Gibson,
now coming to you Mr. Dube. Nxa kukhangela isikhathi sonke lapha baba Dube ungathiwa abantu behlangane phela babumbe ibandla elilodwa ziyabe sezimbuwe ngulinda izikhundla mfowethu pho ke ungathiwa ye sokunjalo kuyahamba njani
Gibs umbuzo obuza uqhakathekile ungabe unganingi umbuzo wokuhlekisa lumbo wokudlala kodwa uqhakathekile okumele sikunanzelele ukuthi okwekuqaleni yona idemokhrasi itsho ukuthi abantu benelise ukuzikhethela. Nxa usithi ukuzikhethela kutsho ukuthi ukuba kuningi kwezinto ongakukhetha kuba kuhle kwidemokhrasi. So i-multiplicity ne-freedom of choice kuyahambelana. Sibuyele sithi thina isimo esikuso sitsho ukuthi isitha esikhulu esenza ukuthi kungabi lokukhululeka izanu PF. Kuhleke ukuthi amabandla aphikisana nezanu PF avumelane athi asikhupheni izanu PF senze idemokhrasi inkululeko yabantu egcweleyo. Sesitsho njalo kithi kuqakathekileke ukuthi sihle sivumelane ekuqaleni ukuthi sikhuluma hathi ngokukhipha kuphela izanu PF. Sikhuluma ukuthi singayikhupha senze umbuso. Senze impilo yabantwana beZimbabwe itshintshe kungabi lokwesaba kungabi lobudlili bezelwa kungabi lodlakela njengezani PA. Sihle sivumelane ukuthi akutshaywana akuthukwana ngokulima kumbe ngokwehluleka komuntu owakuphiwa nguNkulunkulu akwalelwa ezikhundleni akutshintshwa isivumelano esenziwe abantu behlangene bebaningi singakuvuma konke khonokho sesizabe siqale ukwenza izinto ngendlela ehlukene nezanu PF. Singakhuthaza kuphela ukuthi kasihlangane nini singakhuthazi ukuthi sihlangana ngaphansi komphafa sihlangana ngaphansi kwegwava sihlangana ngaphansi kweminye la kumbe komvumila kumbe komdubu kuzasikhathaza. Okuqakathekileyo yikuthi sihle sihlahlele ukuthi sifuna ukuthi nxa sisebenza ngale indlela ephambukayo ingangeni edibheni mangweni. Yikho okuqakathekileyo.
Hawu, siyakuzwa ke Dube, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. But we might be focusing on Zimbabwe, Gibbs, but this is what we see in most African countries. Soon, after most of these countries got their independence, there was an attempt to establish one-party states. This was also done in Zimbabwe. But of course, thanks to the people, they said no to that, and then multi-party democracy was ushered in. But of course, like in all or most of the African countries, the ruling parties have made it very difficult for the opposition parties to operate freely using various laws. In Zimbabwe, we have seen an inheritance of laws such as the Law and Order Maintenance Act that was used during the Smith regime, being given a new name, christened and baptized and given the name Public Order and Security Act. But basically, it was the same thing. And unfortunately, this has tended to affect the operations of the opposition parties. And the other problem, though, with the opposition parties themselves, they are not united, and this has given the edge to the ruling parties, as we have seen in Kenya. So we want you, our listeners, to call us so that we can discuss the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. Rega itende kune mwe mterere tina mkoma mpumelelo gumbo ku Victoria Falls. Makadi mkoma mpumelelo.
Hai niyabonga kakhulu ngiphilile linjani lina.
Hai siphilile baba. Ye kunjani follow skona?
Nayi follow sku right mngani wami kunjani wena?
Hai ngiphilile kakhulu mnumzana Gumbo.
Hai kuba manotho ngihlanhla duwe lo baba uMonzora.
Ye.
Laba bantu bobabili bangasebenza kuhle kakhulu. Nyamangala ukuthi uDulu uhlahla uyenzani ku-NDCN. Undoda lo ufundile, uyasikhuluma isithiwo esimnandi, uyasikhuluma isindebele esimnandi, uyakhuluma njalo noMonzora, bayazwanana kakhulu. Kuyamangalisa ukuthi khona bona indaba bela maphati amabili, MDC NDC T, lokhu akulunganga kakhulu. Kumele abajaha lawo abambane, ayenze into enye nezimbabwe lapha sihambe kahle.
Ye, esingakwenza-ke Gumbo, esingakwenza akumbuze khonokhu ubaba uDube ukuthi bakwenzelani, uqeda lapho ubuze lo mnumzana uMonzora. Kodwa-ke siyakunika only 2 minutes ukuthi wenze khonokho. Qalisa ngoDube. Ye, qalisa ngoDube.
BabaDube, sengulalele kwesikhathi eside kakhulu, from 2009 kuze befika kathesi. Ukhuluma sibili indebele esimnandi, ukhuluma isikhiwo esimnandi kakhulu. Ungabambana nabanye nje sibili, wena contribute a lot towards the development of this country. Kodwa-ke madoda, into eliyenzayo ukuthi lizake le phathi encinyane, ngabantu abale phathi encinyane, nxa seliseya kuma-elections selidliwa, selibuya kathesi sesithi hayi into zithi kade zingamanga kuhle, kanti liyenzelani konoko baba? Akumphendule konoko babatuke.
Nesixhosa ndiyasithetha, ndiyabulela khe Sesotho. Ngiyakhuluma nesishona ndinothawura. I'm a pure and complete Zimbabwean. Ngiyabonga mnewethu. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi mina noMonzora sikhulumela amabandla. Sikhulumela amabandla alezinqumo zawo. Okutshoyo wena njengomlaleli, njengomuntu ovotayo, sikuthatha kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu. Yikho sithe ekuqaleni mina ngikhuluma melela mibandla ukuthi asali ukusebenzelana nabanye, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi kulokho kusebenzelana sivumelane ukuthi kunezinto eziqakathekileyo okungamelanga sizenze, ngoba lezo zinto ngezezanu, lezo zinto yizo esezilethe ukubhidlika, ezinjengokutshayana, ukubulalana, ukuthethisana, uba nisima, uba nikalalihlo. Into ezinjalo yizo kumele sithe siqale ukuvumelana ekuqaleni njengamabandla, ukuthi sivumelane ukuthi lokhu asaze sikwenze eZimbabwe, ngoba yikho kulethwe izani, yikho kuletha ukutshabalala. Ukuhlangana kwamabandla kulula, kuqakathekile kodwa ukuthi sihlangane eqinisweni lezinto ezizaguqula iZimbabwe, hathi ukuhlangana kuphela ukuthi ngoba sifuna ukuhlangana siwine amavoti siphinde kusasa senze khona lokho kanye okwenziwa izanu, ukuwalela esikhundleni, ukutshaya abantu, ukuqila ngamavoti loba kuma-primary loba phakathi ephathini. Yikho esikuqakathekisayo kwele sibandla, hathi ukuthi kasifuna ukusebenza labanye.
Ye, sizwile
khonaphendulile sibili wena kwayani kuhlangana labanye, siwuphendulile kakhulu. Sengifuna ukukhuluma into yokuqina kathesi, ngubani ongaya kuzanu phesa yakuthi kuphalini umgabe?
kanti abantu abe-MDCT bathi kuphanini utshwanirayi kanjani uhamba kanjani ngabantu abathengiweyo labo bafuna ukumusa ngapho utshwangirayi yena onguye wafoma iphathi leyo ngakabusa utshwangirayi bafuna ukumkhuphelana they just want to make that MDC weaker and weaker day by day ngabatshiyane notshwangirayi ngiyabonga baba
hayi sibongile kakhulu Dube khona ngapho ke efollows siyabonga njalo nokuthi ukhulume noDube khona ngapho khona leBulawayo sibongile kakhulu
ngiyabonga kakhulu
yes siyabonga
thank you bye bye
yeah.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. And of course, for beginners, Zimbabwean politics 101, President Mugabe has been in power since 1980, and successive opposition parties have come and gone and is still in power. Mr. Mugabe turned 90 in February this year, and his term ends in 2018, but as per the new constitution that we have, he can still run for yet another term. But the good thing now is that the constitution only allows one to run for two terms. And after that, you know, you will not run for the third term unless, you know, this is African politics. Someone can come and try to tamper with the constitution. We have seen it in Namibia and at similar attempts were allegedly made in South Africa. Regati zoke kwa muri va monzora. Va monzora, vamwe vatereri vari kuti nyaya yekukakavadzana iyi ndo inenge iri kuti netsei. Vachitarisa MDC vari kuti munenge mabuda havachaziye kuti mapato mangani. Pangagadziriswe sei apa?
Hongu ndinotendera nevatauri kuti nyaya yekukakavadzana inokanganisa kusimba kwebato inokanganisa zvakare vanhu vanenge vachiteerera bato irori asi chinowanzokonzera izvozvo zvinhu zvakati wandei and isu sevatungamiri hatifaniri kuti kana taita kukwakavadzana tobva taita give up kuti tapinda mumatambudziko saka tosiyana nazvo kwete zvakafana nekunge muri mumhuri mai vopopotedzana vokanganisana vobva vati taakupasanurana zvakashata izvozvo ndiva kudzoka panyaya yeconstitution yataurwa neumwe muteereri nokuti constitution yedu yaane zvayakanakira tiri panyaya iyoyo mapato mazhinji ari muno muzimbabwe tiri panyaya yeconstitution takabatana tikaita chinhu chimwe chete tikati tinoda devolution tikaiwana tikati tinoda president kuti aite matemu mashoma tikazviwana tikati tinoda kodzero dzakawanda tikazviwana zvinoratidza izvo kuti tikabatana tinozvikwanisa ndiri pato zvakare ndinoti kune zvakaitirana vatungamiri vedu kare kare kana zvakaitirana mapato kare kare hatichafaniri kuramba tichitarisa zvakaitika kugara pachirungu tinoti let's not drive our car while looking in the rear view mirror let's look in front now let's forget about the past let's not be slaves of the past let's now look at the new opposition which is a united opposition to get rid of the dictatorship nyaya yekuti who will be the leader of that opposition will be determined by the people but as long as we are fragmented we will not achieve the results President Mugabe has not been ruling this country because he's popular no President Mugabe has been using force he's been using the army the police the CIO to suppress the people of Zimbabwe we need a new thinking of how we go around all that and if we are united which is the first step we will be able to achieve there are a lot of talented people in the opposition across the political divide across the opposition you have a lot of talented people and one listener was talking about in Kenya there in the other MDC we need to unite this talent so that we get rid of the dictatorship.
Thank you, Mr. Monzora. Mr. Monzora,
never fail if we are united.
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Monzora and Mr. Dube. We'll just take a short break and come back to you, gentlemen. We want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But as you know by now, we are streaming live on the internet. Simply log in and go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk, where we are streaming live, and saying good night to our radio listeners. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yes, tala lomnumzana Raymond ubambe khona pecingwane ungayika chana siyabuya kuwe khona apho And signing off is Skip Stube in Washington.
The Voice of America. VOA.